Washington Governor Jay Inslee says the legislature has not acted appropriately in the face of the McCleary decision on school funding, but he cautioned the state Supreme Court today not to impose sanctions that would penalize other areas of state government. The governor's comments came one day after the high court held a hearing to consider whether to hold the state in contempt. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Speaking to reporters at the Capitol, Inslee invoked his own grandson, who started kindergarten this week.
It's painful to think that the legislature has not produced a funding formula that will help his generation fulfill that great promise of these young students.
The Washington Supreme Court is considering whether to sanction the state for not complying with its 2012 ruling on school funding. Inslee says it's entirely appropriate for the court to highlight the seriousness of the situation, but he cautioned against court-ordered penalties that could shut down state government or restrict non-education spending.
I don't want to see anything come from this litigation as we're working through it that diminishes the state's ability to take care of people with mental illnesses or people with health care problems.
Inslee adds that significant new revenues will be needed to fully fund schools. The Democrat reiterated his call for the legislature to close tax exemptions when it convenes in January. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.